Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking. Was it a phone consult or telehealth? Yep. And who was that one with? Oh, okay. I've just done up all the invoices for those consults yesterday and mailed them, put them in the mail. What was your name? Okay, I think I did pop something in the post to you, Rachel. Just bear with me. Yeah, so I have sent you out an invoice and you've got a follow-up appointment booked in 3 to 4 months. So just let me have a quick look. Are you happy to do a bank transfer or did you want to pay for it now? Yep, if you're happy to do that, the invoice is all ready to go. Let me just have a look. I just want to double check your next appointment, so just bear with me. Okay, that was yesterday. Okay, so we've got a follow-up appointment booked on the 13th of April. Is that going to be okay with you? So we've just kind of like booked it in at 2:05 in the afternoon. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Let me just have a look. You do have to do a face-to-face at some point. So I'll just have a look what she's got in here. So that's just for Medicare purposes. I think once in the 12-month period, you have to be seen face-to-face. So just let me have a look what doctor's put in the notes. Okay, no, she's just got review again in 3 to 4 months. So let me just change that one to a telehealth for you. Yeah, she hasn't put. Yeah, I'm just going to have a look when you were last seen face to face. So 3rd of February 25. So once February 2026 comes around, yeah, that may be an issue because you haven't actually been seen face-to-face since that initial appointment. So we can book it as a telehealth, but if there are any issues, yeah, we'll have to let you know. So 13th of April. Yeah, because generally you need to be seen face-to-face at least once in a 12-month period. So this will be in April, that'll be past that 12 months. So, but yeah, I'll book it. You do need a new referral for that appointment as well. Yep. Okay, perfect. All right. So it's booked as a telehealth, but I'll just question whether or not you need a face-to-face appointment with doctor. All right, no problem. And yeah, once you get the invoice, if you're happy just to do a bank transfer, and just once you've done it, if you could just let us know, send us an email or something just to let us know that you've paid it, and then we can submit through your Medicare claim. All right. It's in the post. All righty. Thanks, Rachel. Okay, bye.